pick up the authorized version of Holy Scriptures, you'll find before you in the pew, or if you're in the front seats beneath the pew. We're turning tonight to the Epistle of James. The Epistle of James. And we are going to read tonight some verses from that great epistle. It is a very interesting epistle. It's an epistle that God's people should have a careful look at continually, because it is an epistle of utmost importance. We're turning to the chapter 1, the first chapter, and we're reading from verse 16 to the end of the chapter, to verse 27. Do not err, beloved brethren. Every good and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion, and undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. God will stamp with his own divine seal of approval and blessing this reading from the blessed word of the living God, and from God's gracious and blessed revealed book. James chapter 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, Jehovah, neither shadow of turning. I want to speak tonight upon the extraordinary gifts of God, especially in relation to the salvation of the human soul. This text of Scripture is one of the most tremendous texts in the whole of God's precious and holy Word. You will notice in it five great things concerning the extraordinary gifts of God. Notice firstly, the double order of God's gifts. First of all, every good gift. And then secondly, every perfect gift. Every good gift and every perfect gift. Now, of course, every perfect gift from God is a good gift. And every good gift from God is a perfect gift. But why does the Holy Spirit make the double repetition and talks about every good gift and every perfect gift? Simply because the description of these gifts bring together the extraordinary truth about the blessing of God in His giving and in His gifts. The good gift, it is from the word good that we get the word God itself. And that deals with the character of the gift. It is characterized by God. It is God's gift. And then, secondly, you will notice every perfect gift. And that word perfect has its emphasis on the capacity of the gift. It is perfectly tailored. It is perfectly measured. It is perfectly constructed. It is perfectly created to meet the exact need of the hour. Nothing too much, nothing too little, but God's gifts completely fit the measurement of the need. So they are perfect. They are perfect. The character of the gift. Our catechism, in its answer to the great question, what is God? Replies, God is a spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in His being. Wisdom, power, and holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. So every good gift from God has the character of God in it. Every gift of God is infinite. It is eternal. It is unchangeable in its being. It's stamped with wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. It is that gift of a full and a free and a perfect salvation that is offered in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And then we turn to the perfect gift, the capacity. What is the need of our hearts? the need of our hearts because of our sin is a dreadful need. It cannot be calculated by any human law of measurement. The heart is deceitful, listen, above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? There is the need of our heart as sinners of Adam's guilty race, headed for hell and darkness and the chains of damnation forevermore. But God's gift is the perfect gift, greater and stronger and more powerful than all our needs. For God can supply our needs in His perfect gift. And the gift of salvation is a gift of perfection that meets the requirements, the deepest requirements of the human soul. The double order of God's giving. But you look with me of God's gifting. Look with me secondly at the text, and you'll find the distinct origin of God's gifts. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. God's gifts do not live or exist in this earth as their birthplace. Their earth and birthplace is from above. God is not talking here about gifts that surround us. God is talking here about gifts that are far above us. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. Is from above. We are dealing with that which is supernatural, that which is heavenly, that which is spiritually, that is spiritual, that which is born of God, created of God, sustained by God, and given by God. You are not saved by any blessing that's earth produced or earth manufactured. You cannot be saved by any effort of yourself that stamps it as a thing from beneath. For every human effort of every human person is something that is beneath. But the gift that saves is from above. We are in the realm of miracle, the realm of the miraculous, the realm of the supernatural, the realm of the heavenly. This gift that imparts to my soul eternal life is a God-created gift that comes freshly to me in my moment of need. Not a gift that has lived in this world. It's not a gift that has its place in this world. What is this text saying? This text is saying that every time God gives His gift, it's a gift fresh from the immediate presence of heaven. It's a fresh that smells of the perfume of heaven. It is a gift that has been brought up and created and sustained in the atmosphere of paradise. God puts no stale bread on His table. He only puts the bread of his making. And you will remember that that bread, of which the bread in the tabernacle, Levitical, and Mosaic pattern in the wilderness, was baked freshly every day. And you will remember when the priest walked in to empty the table of bread, he didn't take off all the loaves at once and leave an empty table. No, sir. For the table of God is never empty. He took off 6 of the loaves. He then filled the vacant space with 6 new loaves baked that very day. And then he took off the other 6 loaves and he put on the table the last 6 loaves to fill a new tabling of bread. Everything in God's salvation and plan of salvation has stamped upon it not yesterday, but the great word eternal. God's gifts are eternal. They never go old. They never tarnish. God's gifts never corrupt. God's gifts are all from above. The distinct origin of God's gifts is from above. These gifts are not earthly, but heavenly. They're not around you, they're above you. And they come from above. Their advent is like the advent of the Christ himself. They come immediately from above. Look at the text again, and you'll find the dynamic operation of God's gift. What does it say? It says every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights. The blessing that blessed you this day, as you heed it and listen to the word of God, is a fresh gift that had its advent at the second of time it reached your soul. And it came from the Father of lights. It came out of the dazzling splendor. It came out of the glorious light. For God dwells in light unapproachable. This gift of salvation had its descent in answer to the cry of the sinner, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. And what happened? At that split second, there descended from the Father of lights the blessing of grace and faith and regeneration and justification and sanctification, and entered into your heart, and you became born again of the Spirit of God. Directly from the Father of lights is from above cometh down. Wonderful to think that in the great treasury of God, God has created and brought into being all these gifts to give to the sinful sons of man. They dwell in his immediate light. They come from the bosom of him who is the Father of light. And when they come with the same glory as Christ came from heaven with, the glory of the light, and they come down to operate in the souls of those who cry out for them to come. Oh, the wonder! Oh, the splendor! Oh, the glory! And the blessing of salvation reaches the human soul! And this great miracle of miracles is wrought by the Spirit of God. You cannot explain the new birth. It's not up for explanation, but thank God it's up for experience. And thank God we can say with the Scotchman, it's better felt than tilt. And so it is. We feel it when it happens. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. The Spirit burning in me set my heart aglow. And I praise the Lord today. He has washed my sins away. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know. Do you know anything about this, my dear hearer tonight, as you sit in this meeting house? Do you know anything about this supernatural working of Almighty God in your heart? God has blessing for you tonight, the blessing of salvation, the blessing of pardon, the blessing of grace, the blessing of forgiveness, and he wants you to come and enjoy it. It comes down from the Father of lights. What brings it down? How can that which is eternal can suddenly become a thing of time? It comes with the cry of the sinner from the sinner's heart. Whosoever shall call, on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Do you remember what was said in the Lord of disobedience? With a heart that has no rest, and a conscience that has no peace, and a soul that knows no light, suddenly under the power of the Spirit of God, cries out for this gift. This good gift, this perfect gift, this gift that is from above, that bears all the characteristics of the God who made it and devised it and purposed it. And when the sinner cries out for that gift leaves heaven and comes down in a second of time, in a twinkling of an eye, and the soul that one moment ago was lost and blackened and ready for damnation, suddenly, instantaneously, in a split second of time, is cleansed from all his sin in the precious blood of Christ. And he receives the gift of cleansing and pardon and life everlasting. Comes down from above. Have you called for that gift? Have you cried out for that gift? Have you put out your hands and taken this freely offered gift? I hope you see that everything I'm saying about this gift is but a replica of Christ, who is the gift of God. Thanks be unto God who gave. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Where was Jesus Christ before he came to this earth? He was with the Father. He was above, not beneath. Why did he come? He came to this earth because he came to seek and to save that which was lost. He was God's perfect gift, God's good gift to men. His origin is in the bosom of the Father. He's the blessed second person of the adorable Trinity. He is Jesus Christ, our Lord. And he came down to this to save us. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. But turn again to the text. It not only has this double order of God's gifts written in it. It not only has the distinct origin of God's gifts written in it. It not only has the dynamic operation of God's gifts written in it. But it is the divine openness of God's gifts. With him is no variableness. There is no discrimination with God in the giving of his gifts. A man's heart may be as rotten as hell. A man's mind may have upon it the stench of awful iniquities. A man's soul may be perishing in the pit. But if that man cries out to God, there is no variableness with God. He doesn't say, no, you're too black, too sinful, too evil. There is no variableness with God. The vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus, the pardon received. You receive the pardon from God in the hour that you cry to him. There is no variableness. Or perhaps there's some self-righteous sinner who says, please do not tie me up with sinners. I am churched, I'm baptized. I have the water of baptism upon me. I sit at the Lord's table. I teach a Sabbath school class. I sing in the church choir. My friend, those self-righteous acts and religious acts have the same stench in the nostrils of God than the vile acts of vile sinners committing evil against their bodies and against the persons of fellow sinners. Your righteousness, as God said, are as filthy rags in his sight. But there is no variableness with God. The vilest self-righteous man who for years has gone round like the Pharisee and said, I thank God I'm not like other men. That man can be saved if he cries on God, for with God there is no variableness. Oh, the divine openness of God's gifts. Oh, the glorious transparency of the work of grace. Grace for all who will come. Grace is flowing like a river. Millions there have been supplied. Still it flows as fresh as ever from the Savior's wounded side. None need perish. None need perish. All may look, for Christ has died. And then look again, and you'll find the delightful divinity of the gifts. That with these gifts, there is not the least shadow of turning. Not even a shadow of turning. When God sets his hand to save the sinner, the work is sealed eternity. It can never ever be changed. There is not even the shadow of a right about turn. There's no turning comes into it. Saved by grace, and you're saved forever. There's not a devil in hell can destroy the new birth that has been wrought in your heart. This is an eternal work done by God. What God does, He does forever. Nothing can be added to it. Nothing can be taken from it. The child of God is saved. And praise God, the child of God is saved forevermore. The extraordinary gifts of God, the double order of God's gifts, the distinct origin of God's gifts, the dynamic operation of God's gifts, the divine openness of God's gift, and glory to God, the delightful divinity of God's gifts, neither shadow of turning. I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. O dear sinner friend, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near, for this is the gift of God. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Close with Christ now, freely offered to you in his glorious gospel. Amen. Let us bow our heads in prayer. O God, our Father, we thank thee tonight for thy word. We thank thee for its purity. We thank thee for its power. We thank thee for the wonder of its working, from where it comes and to where it carries the believing soul. We thank thee for thine unspeakable gift, O God the Father, thy precious Son. He came from the brightest of glory. His blood as a ransom is shed to purchase eternal redemption. And oh, he is mighty to save. We pray that here, there, and yonder in this church, men's hearts and minds may be moved to trust in Jesus as their Savior and as their Lord, for Jesus' sake. And everybody said, Amen.